This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in August the 1st. We're talking about Australis Capital Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AUSAF. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol AUSA. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have the CEO to join us, Mr. Scott Dowdy. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
Yeah, you know, since the last time you've been on the show, you guys have really done quite a bit. You put out a couple of press releases, one in particular about this Cocoon technology. I don't understand it. I did read it, but hopefully you'll bring me up to speed about it.
I will do that, and we're obviously very excited about it. I could talk literally for hours on this for a lot of reasons. One, because it's a passion of mine, and two, I just know all the benefits that will come to both operators and patrons, by using the service, but at a very high level. So, you know, my background is, 20 years in fintech, financial transactions and payments. And I spent a good 10 years in the gaming casino business around the world. And I was actually one of the first folks or guys and what have you that got into the self-service kiosk vertical within casinos, whereby, casinos were looking to, reduce operational costs and streamline services to their patrons. So if you go to any large or medium-sized casino in the United States, you'll know that you can go to a redemption device, you can do an ATM transaction, a credit card, debit card, check, you can do ticket in, ticket out, you can do bill breaker, and a number of different things at these kiosks. And the reason it works with casinos is because it pushes people away from the cage. It's more efficient. They can layer loyalty programs into the kiosk. It's better for cash handling. It's better for security. And it's also better for their staff in that they can access their cash and break bills. And then for the patron, it's quicker. There's more privacy. And again, from a loyalty perspective, there's things you can do with, your financial bank cards and their casino loyalty cards to offer, benefits to the users and, of course, build loyalty that way. So for the very same reason that works in gaming, which is a highly regulated industry, the exact same model will work in dispensaries. Dispensaries are highly regulated. The cost of labor is going up, and every time a state or the U.S. government increases the minimum wage, I think right now in the United States it's $7.25 or around that number, and I think overall the average hourly wage in the United States is over $12. So every time there's an increase in minimum wage, retail companies are looking to save money, increase operational efficiencies, and drive their patrons to a self-service environment. So the model we've built from Cocoon has been on my radar for years. I actually started building it before I started working with Australis. And again, it's all about, putting a self-service cloud-based environment within a retail operation whereby a patron can decide to use the kiosk, buy their products at the kiosk in privacy, use their debit card, use cash. The kiosk has a cash recycler, and it's in a kiosk environment where we've got our loyalty program layered on top, which we already own through our acquisition of Rhythm Technologies, as well as integrate with various ERP systems, marketing systems, and payment systems to really provide a product that delivers incredible value for all stakeholders, the dispensary, the patron, and the employees.
Well, let me ask you this. Coming up with a product, one, coming up with a viable product, how you're going to, monetize it is another thing. How do you make money off of this?
Well, that's a great question. Really good question. The beautiful thing about this business is it's the same business that we built in the casino environment. Number one, think of these kiosks as little robots. You parachute them in from the cloud. This is all cloud-based. And once they land in the dispensary, really the dispensary does all the heavy lifting. Our machines are all automated. It's cloud-driven. And the dispensary will fulfill the transactions or supply the, you know, the actual end product to the consumer. So once we place a kiosk, we really wash our hands and we manage the kiosk from afar remotely. And, you know, as a general rule of thumb, for every 100-150 kiosk we'll have out there, we'll have one resource who manages those kiosks. So we can put out probably every 150 or 200 kiosks, we'll add one FTE. So the cost to support this cloud-based platform is very low, but the significant benefits to the retailers are very high. So the revenue model looks like this. The dispensary will enter into exclusive long-term agreements with Cocoon. They will either buy or partially buy the hardware, and then we will agree on a percentage of all transactions that are initiated at the kiosk. Passport will receive a percentage of all those sales. So what we get is we get a long-term exclusive agreement with guaranteed recurring revenue and one-time payments on hardware and ongoing maintenance fee. So the financial model couldn't be better.
Well, let me ask you this, and don't want to change the subject, but the AUSA brands, how's that coming along?
Good. I mean, you know, Astralis brand, we actually inherited from our spinoff of Aurora. So we're slowly spinning it off to a new, simpler brand called ASA. We're not Australia, which is often confused with Astralis. So we're slowly converting ourselves to ASA Corporation. And once we have our next shareholder vote, we'll formally become ASA Corporation. So that's going really well. And I also think it speaks to the fact that we're looking to play in environments where it's not, you know, we don't really want to own dispensaries or grow operations. We've always said we want to be in the middle, you know, between the bookends. So that ASA Corporation branding move supports things like Cocoon Technology, in that we want to be known as a company that's got good diversification in a lot of different verticals.
Well, let me ask you this before I let you go. We got a couple minutes left. It seems like a lot of CBD cannabis stocks are being just plummeted. I mean, just really pummeled here in the last 3 to 6 months. What are your thoughts on CBD?
We like CBD a lot. As you know, we're an investor in Folium Biosciences. And, you know, the more I get to know Folium Biosciences, their CEO, founder, Kashif Shan, and their incredible team, right from their C-suite down to all their employees. You know, I look at Folium and what they've done from a CBD perspective or a non-psychoactive molecule perspective. I look at their ecosystem right from, you know, how they engineered their genetics, through how they plant, how they harvest, through the decarb process, extraction, winterization, you know, through purification, and then through their end products, bulk and finished goods. I look at what they've done from that ecosystem perspective with 0.00% THC full spectrum. We're very excited about being in that space with Folium Biosciences. I couldn't say that if we were invested in somebody else, because number two is off a cliff in terms of the capabilities of Folium Biosciences. So to answer your question, we're super excited about the CBD space, non-psychoactive molecule space. But more importantly, we're super excited about being a partner with Folium Biosciences.
Scott, before I let you go, what are your last words? I'll give you the last words and last thoughts of what you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away today.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, because that's super important. And like I say in a lot of these calls, it's been a really crazy year, year and a half. I think the market's been whipsawed. You know, I think you know, a lot of these stocks and companies, I think the value in the companies aren't shown in terms of market valuations for a lot of these great companies out there. I think for us, we're certainly one of the most undervalued companies if you look at our assets and what we're doing. So I would just say that, you know, our number one priority is to make sure that we provide an amazing workplace for our employees, all of our stakeholders, and we're absolutely focused on delivering maximum shareholder value to our base over time. And that's a commitment that starts with our board, through me, and to the rest of our team.
Scott Dowdy has been my guest today. He's the CEO. You can find his company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AUSAF. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol AUSA. Scott, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
You got it. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.